Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Robin Friedman, dermatologist at the Memphis Dermatology Clinic. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Agricultural workers are constantly exposed to the sun and therefore at increased risk of skin cancer. Therefore, sun protection is important. Clothing is a great barrier to the sun's UV rays. Tightly woven clothing in dark or bright colors offer great protection. And many new fabrics offer high-tech protection and breathability. Look for a UPF or ultraviolet protection factor of 30 or higher. And the more skin you cover with clothing, the better. Wear hats with a wide brim and look for drapes to cover necks and ears. Also, UV blocking sunglasses and are important, as well as lip balm with an SPF of 15 or higher. Apply sunscreen daily, 30 minutes before going outside, so the sunscreen has time to absorb. For extended outdoors, use a water-resistant, broad-spectrum sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher, and reapply after 2 hours and after sweating. Don't be fooled with a rainy or overcast day. Up to 80% of the sun's rays can penetrate through clouds and fog. 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer by age 70, and if caught early, they can be treated with little or no scarring. So prevention is key. Monthly self-exams are important. Check your skin head to toe once a month. If you see something new, changing, or unusual, get it checked by your dermatologist. Look for open sores, red patches, shiny bumps or scars, or red scaly patches, thickened wart-like lesions. Or as far as melanoma, you want to look for a flat or slightly raised and discolored asymmetrical patch with uneven borders with shades of tan, pink, or red. Also, see your dermatologist yearly. SkinCancer.org is an excellent source for information on skin cancer and prevention. If anyone has a spot that itches, hurts, crusts, scabs, or bleeds, or an open sore that doesn't heal within 3 weeks, get it checked out by your dermatologist.